This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across the country on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com. On their website, we are also broadcasting to numerous Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest radio markets across the country. Thank you so very much. Heard from one of our stations up in Minneapolis, Minnesota yesterday. And very happy to talk to Nick. And Nick, thank you very much for getting a hold of me. Appreciate you. Now, the other thing is we also are heard on the Internet streaming. And you can get that stream off the syndicator, off GCNlive.com, or any of my flagship stations here, AM 860, AM 930. And it's also on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. We stream the show live there. Just scroll down. You'll see the Listen Live link. Click it, and boom, you're there. Now, a special shout-out goes, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women out there going coast to coast, border to border, to our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our freight haulers out there, you know who you are. And by the way, our bulk mail center haulers out there hauling mail all over the place, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and petroleum products so we can get out and go where we want to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on X as at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And we're going to go over to our guest back with us, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California.
All right, thank you, Captain. You're listening to that.
Well, you know something? It's always a good thing when you got the people standing out there, even though it's a balmy 79 degrees right now, they're having a good time, and nobody's got any coats on yet, but, you know, it's been so warm, you got to wonder. And, of course, you can always spot the Canadians. You know why?
Because they're in short sleeves.
They're the ones with the muscle shirts and the shorty shorts. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, you always spot the Canadians. Yep, and sneakers, and they rode in on a bike from somewhere. All right, so are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words. Under God, because, Kyle?
Because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
You betcha. Now, today is Saturday, and I'm going to be over at the Two Guys Gun Show in Largo, and here's somebody going to tell you all about it. When it comes to gun shows, selection matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are known for the variety of new and used weapons. This Saturday at the Largo Event Center, browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Two Guys also features private collections, embraces rare gun enthusiasts, and the show is in Pinellas County, so you save on the sales tax. And you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of eight. Come see me at Two Guys Gun Shows this Saturday at the Largo Event Center, just west of 19. Details at twoguysshows.com and tell the captain sent you. And we're going to have some people dropping by, surprises, if you will. You got to stop by to see who's going to be there sharing the booth space with me. But we'll be right inside the little snack bar that they have there. So you walk in the door, look to the right, and boom, there we are. How about that?
That's cool. Hey, Captain, I got a question for you about the gun shows.
Sure.
And that is, you know, let's say that we got listeners out there and they haven't really ever, you know, purchased a gun, or they've never really gotten into owning a gun. Can they come to the gun show? Will people sort of help lead them, you know, through if they talk to some of these vendors and so forth? Then, you know, are they going to be welcoming to them?
Well, yes, they are. And you're going to get a background check. Okay, that's a given. You're going to get a background check. And as long as you don't have anything in your record, you can buy a gun for personal protection, and it takes you a little bit longer because you don't have the gun permit to use. So you have to wait until the state gets back and says, yep, you're okay, and then you'll pick up your gun from whoever the dealer is that sold it to you, and away you go. Yes.
Very cool. Yeah, so first-timers can still come on in and learn more about firearms and that kind of stuff. So that sounds exciting.
That's correct. And let me go over to the telephone. I'm not really sure who this is, so here we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Iron Mike from Tampa.
Iron Mike in Town and Country. What's up?
Yeah, a comment about Nancy Pelosi. I know you're aware of this, but your audience might not. When Nancy Pelosi, that wonderful Democratic Catholic theologian, went to the Vatican to see Pope Francis, when they discussed abortion, and when it was all over, he quietly said to her, "No pictures." No pope has ever done that to an American official.
No pictures. Okay,
and that was it. And the other.
Wait! Hold on. You can chime in when we come back. Hold on. All right, got to take a break here, folks. The music's coming up, and we're going to cut Iron Mike off, but we'll bring him back when we come back from this break. Don't go anywhere, Kathy. Your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product. You've heard me say it many, many times over the past dozen or so years. I've been taking it now for 13 years, and I take it every morning without fail with my first meal, whatever it might happen to be, whether it's breakfast, brunch, or lunch. That's when I take it, because you should always take it with food, and that's when it works the best to get in your system and start doing the things it needs to do. Now, for those of you that have inflammation, swelling, pain, and you just suffer, and you've taken a handful of Aleve, like a lot of us have, or whatever the stuff is that you've been taking, or maybe you've been loading up on dope, and you're walking around foggy-headed, well, this is a way to get rid of all that. Because it's all natural. It's an all-natural product, 100% drug-free. And it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. You can go look up the product ingredients at the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain on the website. Go over there and look it up and see what it does. And what it does is it attacks the inflammation that you got that causes the pain, the swelling, and everything else by going right straight to the source. And it will lower or eliminate whatever problem it is you got going on. Now, you got to take it, and you can't just take it and then stop it and take it and stop it. You got to take it and keep taking it every day. Keep it in your system, and your problem will eventually go away. So, relieffactor.com/captain is the website. It's $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. I'll have a couple of packs with me today when I'm at the gun show over there in Largo. And relieffactor.com/captain. And in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
1995, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, let's go back to Iron Mike out of Town and Country. Mr. Iron Mike, you had something you wanted to continue saying? Go for it.
Just one thing. The Republican primary a week ago or whatever, if you look at every one of those candidates, including Chris Christie, there's the Democrats, whether it's in the House, the Senate, the mayors, the elected Democrats have nobody better than them. It is absolutely pathetic how bad that party has deteriorated.
Well, they've done it to themselves, and they know what they're doing. They want to be communists.
Well, Donald Trump has 14 months to win the thing, and the Democrats have 14 months left to lose it.
And Donald Trump may not be able to run because they're going to try to challenge him on the 14th Amendment. They're still working on that legally. We'll see what happens. No, I mean they're trying to get him. They're trying to get him off the ballot in some states. Yep.
The reason why is because he did so much good. The big key to all this is the lobbyists.
Yep.
The 200,000 people that work for the lobbyists. That's more than General Motors employees in this country.
Yep.
That work in Washington for the lobbyists are sucking us dry, and he didn't cater to them because he spent his own money getting elected.
Okay, well, we'll let you go, and maybe I'll see you later today.
If you're going to be there, I'll be there. Let me know if you're going to be there.
I am going to be there.
Yeah, but I'm talking about 4th.
Oh, well, maybe. Yeah, well, I probably will, but I'll be at the gun show, I guarantee you that.
Yeah, well, let me know if you're coming, because
okay,
it's a long way to Tipperary.
Probably will be. All right, thank you, Iron Mike. Okay, Kyle, any thoughts?
Well, you know, the idea of the 14th Amendment, so this notion that, you know, somebody who's given aid to the enemy or given trying to overthrow the government, this kind of thing,
uh-huh.
They're trying to apply that to Donald Trump. But again, I think it's a matter of opinion, and certainly we know where the far left is going to be on something like that, and we know where the far right's going to be on something like that. But there's nothing definitive, you know, that says Donald Trump was part of a conspiracy to overthrow the government. So I think a lot of this talk about the 14th Amendment, where some states may try to use it, I think if it went up to the Supreme Court, it would be struck down because, again, there's nothing definitive about it. Right now, it would simply be a matter of a political opinion.
And they're trying. They are trying.
They are trying. Oh, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. No, they're trying, and they're going to try. See, it's just another thing in their quiver. You know, it's like if they can get him on that, or they'll get him on something else, or whatever it might be, because they're literally kitchen-sinking this whole thing about Trump.
And it's just like this one. The White House war room has been created to combat expected impeachment inquiry that's coming along.
Well, sure. That's right. You know, and I think it's a war room that's actually kind of a double function. Number one, they'd have to go over everything that they're trying to get about Biden and to bring out. But at the same time, they're going to want to try to spin it all. And because you and I know for sure that Karine Jean-Pierre can't do any spinning at all and have it be effective. But maybe the war room can come up with stuff to write in the binder that she can then go out and say.
Now, I forget where it was I saw this, but I've heard this before, although the number might have been different. But over 60% of the active shooters were stopped by a good guy with a gun.
Well, that's right. This is data that's just been released from the Crime Prevention Research Center. So this means that, again, it's this notion. We talk about it every time we have one of these kinds of terrible stories that emerges. And if you have someone who has a permit or they're carrying and they're doing it responsibly and or they're a member of law enforcement and they take down the shooter before the shooter can actually continue their rampage. And so, you know, a good guy with a gun, you know, generally speaking, a good person with a gun can take down a bad person with a gun every single time, or at least in this case, almost 63% of those times.
Now, there's a new Los Angeles homeless measure that would destroy the hotel industry overnight. What is it?
I believe this is where they're going to be trying to house people over in vacant rooms or something like that, if I recall correctly.
Well, there goes the neighborhood.
Well, that's right. Because again, if you drive through LA and so forth, you're going to see this all firsthand. I have colleagues who work in Los Angeles, and yeah, it is no joke of what you're seeing on the news. But how do you deal with the homeless crisis with the tent cities or the tents along the sidewalks and so forth? It's very difficult to try to put people into hotels where now you're also going to have a security issue. So it may sound good on its face, but when you really, you know, think about it for a little bit, it may not be the ultimate solution.
Wow. The U.S. is going to send their depleted uranium munitions to Ukraine. Here we go, dirty bomb time.
Well, that's right. I mean, this is definitely something that could be very significant, only because we're dealing with this kind of radioactive material, one would think. Now, I don't know to the extent that it is as potent, let's say, as if you got some medical, some kind of medical grade radioactive material and so forth, because that's what you might find ultimately in a dirty bomb. But it does beg the question about the escalation of these kinds of things.
This was announced after Putin has put the Satan II nuclear missile that could sink the United Kingdom on combat duty for the first time.
Well, that's right. The Satan II nuclear missile, again, ups the ante in such a way that, you know, if this was back during the, quote, Cold War, I mean, things were always being deployed and so forth, but if those tensions were the same, you know, this kind of mentality would be just astronomically scary. Because here we go. Are we going to see something like this deployed when Putin feels that he's backed too far into a corner? And if that's the case, and this happens, all bets are off, Captain, as to whether or not World War III is just going to commence over a period of a few hours.
Well, I hope it doesn't.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah. All righty. Okay, folks, we're coming up on the break, bottom of the hour, 30-minute break here, and that's when your station's got a chance to give you some of the news and the weather and maybe pay a bill or two along the way on their fort. So we'll have more for you when we come back from this break. And I'm waiting for the music to start here, which should start like right now. There it comes. So have a great morning. And don't forget where I'll be today from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'll be over at the Largo Event Center on 126th Street North, just off 19, the west side of 19, in Largo from 9 to 2 for the Two Guys Gun Show.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is helping to ensure that the Labor Day travel weekend will be as disruption-free as possible. Speaking at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, the Transportation Secretary says he has a personal stake in the matter.
Like millions of Americans, I'm traveling this busy Labor Day weekend to be with family, and I know so many Americans are hitting the road or heading to airports to do the same.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green says a number of missing people in the recent Maui wildfires is expected to drop into the double digits. In a social media video, he noted the death toll remains 115. Last week's unaccounted-for list released by the FBI included the names of nearly 400 people. Since then, many have been reunited with their loved ones or were never missing. Tim Berg, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care, from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And I wholeheartedly endorse Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care because they literally saved my life, finding out what they found out and what I had to do. And they were the ones that were on top of it when other doctors weren't able to discover what my problem was that landed me in the hospital for 6 weeks. So there you go. But in the meantime, 727-896-4615 on the phone number. That's 727-896-4615. Give them a call. See if they can work with you and help with you. They also have other podiatrists around the country that different offices that they have part of their group. 727-896-4615. All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, we're going to go back and pick up where we left off. China has warned the U.S. that we, the U.S., have crossed a red line that will result in lethal consequences. What red line have we crossed?
Well, evidently, Captain, this has to do with assistance to Taiwan. And China says that we've crossed a red line, I guess. And they say that a storm of lethal consequences, quote unquote, is coming our way or is gathering at this point.
Well, I get it. We're giving them billions of dollars worth of equipment and aid again. I get it.
Well, that's right. And, you know, China just wants what China wants. I think there's no doubt about that. In fact, we're starting to hear more now about these maps that Beijing created that seem to take parts of other countries like Russia, for example. And I think there's some other dispute as well, I think, with India or Pakistan, I believe, if I recall correctly. But this is part and parcel of how China, the government's mentality towards the rest of the world. They claim Taiwan. They say they're going to reunify it. And if we're helping the nation of Taiwan, then we're going to pay the consequences, I guess. But, you know, this is a big deal because at some point they're going to make good on their threats.
Speaking of Russia, Russia's Putin and Turkey's Erdogan are set to meet amid the efforts to once again repair the grain deal for Ukraine and get that moving, because we do have countries depending upon this grain and people are starving, literally starving to death.
Well, that's right. I mean, here we go. This whole thing has been going on for the last 18 months. And, of course, longer than that, as we know, going back to the events of 2014 and so forth. But, yes, so evidently Putin and the leader of Turkey are going to meet on Monday in the Black Sea resort area of Sochi, which, of course, I think is of Olympic fame.
I don't know. Doesn't ring any bells of me.
Yeah. Well, and of course, what's happening is both the Ukraine and Russia both supply just a major amounts of wheat to the world. And so if this is being interrupted and curtailed and so forth, then you're right. This is a real humanitarian crisis that's building.
Okay. Well, the Taliban are in the news, too. We talked about this yesterday. We just merely had a blurb on it. I got a little bit more information today. The Taliban claimed to sign a $6.5 billion bill in mining contracts with China, the British and Turkish companies. However, you forgot to mention Iran, because Iran is right up to their eyeballs in all of this.
Well, that's right. We understand that Iran is there. And, of course,
They've been there. Yep.
Yes. Well, we're talking about mineral wealth and rare earth kinds of things, and China wants to primarily dominate these things. And, of course, what's going to happen as a result of this, Captain? The Taliban will continue to be enriched, again, beyond the dreams of avarice. They will continue to oppress the people, namely women and girls in Afghanistan, and the kinds of things that are going on there to squelch, and that's putting it mildly, of course, the lives of these women and young girls is just unconscionable in the 21st century of all times, Captain.
Yeah, wearing hijabs.
Well, right. Well, I mean, this kind of oppression is something that we thought was being eradicated on planet Earth in the modern times. But, you know, take a trip back to, you know, 1157 or something in Afghanistan. It's not funny. And, you know, we look at what's happening for women's rights in this country and around the world, and to be in Afghanistan and to see what's happening.
I made the comment several times that it's like going back in the Stone Age with those people, and they don't care. Now, the U.S. economy, speaking of don't care, the U.S. economy added only 187,000 jobs in August, while the unemployment rate unexpectedly went up. You mean they finally figured it right?
Well, I think so. And, of course, what's happening here is when you have these kinds of numbers coming in, it's going to undoubtedly, continue to make consumer sentiment decline and to make people feel that, okay, something really is going on here. It's not just an inflationary thing that's going on. This is deeper, and I'm going to either hold on to my money or I'm just not going to buy stuff. I'm going to pull back because I have to save my grain, kind of a thing.
Now, we're hearing about some mayhem on Main Street. We all know about retail theft, and we know that it's just killing people in certain areas, especially in the big blue cities where the DAs are doing nothing about it. And it now has a serious side effect for a much wider community. Who is that community?
Well, basically, what's happening is that when you have these kinds of things go on, not only do you have people who kind of come in off the street and do crime and steal, but you're also now you're going to have increasingly sophisticated, organized theft rings that will come in and do things. And what will happen, of course, is you're going to affect. And by the way, I'm sick and tired, Captain, of hearing, well, these stores all have insurance. But that's not
no, they
the
don't.
Answer. Well, they may, but even if they did, this is going to drive their rates up or they'll be dropped, and they're still going to start closing down their stores. Also, they're going to have employees who are going to be in harm's way. And so eventually people aren't going to show up for work. So this is like what we're seeing in San Francisco. And so the larger ripple effects of all this, because we don't have law and order, are just unparalleled.
Well, there's reportedly some testing going on now, bringing CNN breaking news to the top and the bottom of every hour on some of your favorite television shows.
That's right. I saw this earlier today, Captain. We're talking primarily right now
I talked about it earlier this week briefly, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, this is primarily, that came out earlier about the streaming service called Max. It used to be called HBO Max. They recently changed their name to just Max. Now, this is where you're going to find a lot of movies and original programming and this kind of stuff. They're talking about having breaking news pop up during the show that you're streaming. So if you're streaming one of for example, The Flash just came on to Max a week and a half ago or something. So you could be sitting there on some other DC movie that you're watching, Batman or something, and all of a sudden you're getting the breaking news, Pete Buttigieg says blah, 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 blah. And, here's the rub, Captain. Number one, you're paying to stream these shows without interruption, and B, you're actually watching these things because you don't want to think about politics for like an hour.
Did you see Pete Buttigieg on television sounding like a pilot?
I did not.
He was trying to talk like a pilot and why some of these flights were delayed and the crews and the hours and this, that, and the other. He was reading from a script. He knows no more about a plane than the man in the moon.
Well,
matter of fact, let's give him a parachute and throw him out. All right. We'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at the Driver's Highway and Byway Report coming up next all around the country. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100, and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Occupation, the world's their inspiration.
Pastor Kyle. We haven't played that group in a while. Who is that?
That is the Soul Circus Cowboys.
And right? That is from their great album, Rolling Across America. And, of course, that is their theme song right there for the truckers out there. And this was when we were having all those trucker protests up in Canada and around the countryside with the convoys, remember, for the price of fuel?
That's right.
Yep. And the fuel is still high. I don't know what they really accomplished. Not a whole hell of a lot of anything. But we got to get a new president in there. We got to get a new administration, both the Senate and the House and a president, all like-minded. And go drill, baby, drill, and we'll get that price of gasoline and diesel back down again. And everything else will go back down as a result of it. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, that is certainly the expectation, yeah.
Not the expectation, it's the fact. Happened before, it'll happen again. It is a fact. Cold, hard fact. No dispute about it anywhere along the line, and I can prove every word of it. Okay, tell me what's going on out west.
Well, as we head into this Labor Day weekend, everybody, we want to make sure, first of all, that you're safe out there on the road. Look out for any weird drivers or people that might have been drinking this holiday weekend, and just be safe out there. That's our first and foremost wish for you. But taking a look at some of the weather that we have right now, we do have some continued rain that's coming across I-80. It's now left the Reno area and from the radar here, and it's all on the other side of the border with California as you come across I-80 and the Truckee, Soda Springs, and imminent gap area. So you definitely want to be careful there. It's going to extend a little bit southward and a little bit northward and curve on over into northern Nevada. Also, I-80, Elko, you've got some rain coming across the road. It's going to come from about Battle Mountain over towards Elko right now, so be aware of that. Also, a little bit on Interstate 15 there in southern Utah near Cedar City, a little bit north of there as well. And Las Vegas, Nevada, we're reading rain right now north of Las Vegas. But we continue with aerial flood watches that cover most of western Arizona from just the north of Phoenix up into the southern part of Utah and up into the western half of Nevada, as well stretching into a little bit of Southern California desert area. So do be careful out there.
Yeah, and I've been to Elko before, Elko, Nevada, stopped there several times with my wife and when she was alive. And there's not a whole heck of a lot there except for a couple of big casinos, and that's about it. All righty. Let's take a look at what's going on in North and South Dakota. Well, North Dakota, you're pretty well clear. South Dakota, Sioux Falls, you're going to get some warm weather today. Yep, warm weather. And that warm weather will go down into Nebraska. Sioux City, you'll definitely get some there along the Iowa-Nebraska line. And, of course, coming down into Kansas, the west part of Kansas, we will have temperatures approaching 100 degrees, and that weather's going to move to the east. And when you get down into Oklahoma, you got the schmutz in the middle of the state again. That's the foul air. It's going to create problems for people with breathing problems. Then down in Texas, the Dallas Metroplex, we've got some foul air alert down there. San Antonio, let's see, the south side of Houston down to Corpus Christi, and then it's going to pick up again and bounce along all the way down to the border. And we're going to have some 100-degree temperatures from Texarkana all the way down to looks like Beaumont, Texas, and then halfway across Louisiana. You're going to have it from the top part of Louisiana on down to the Gulf, so be advised of that. Coming back up to the top, Minnesota, Minneapolis, up in that area north, you're going to have some unsettled weather up there. Could be some warm temperatures. Could even be some rain in the mix today. And same thing for the central part of Wisconsin, where we currently have some rain in the upper peninsula of Michigan right now. And then coming on down to the bottom again, we're going to go from just east to Pensacola, Florida, and take it all the way over to I-75, Live Oak, and Jasper, over in that area, and up towards Valdosta, and over across the lower part of Georgia, and down towards, down towards Gainesville. You're going to have rain. It's going to rain pretty good, looks like, there, so be advised of that. And then there'll be some rain up and down the East Coast, up around Jersey and Delaware, and some rip currents over in the east side from down around West Palm Beach all the way up to Savannah, Georgia. So be advised of that. Might put a crimp in your swimming style, especially around Daytona Beach. Looks like they have a riptide warning there. And when they do that, they don't let you in the water. So it'll be a sunbathing day only for some people, at least till that gets settled. And then we got a little bit of rain around Long Island, looks like, and some fog tonight up in Maine. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, during the month of December, Pilot and Flying J travel centers are saying thank you to pro drivers, and that means you can make the most out of Driver Appreciation Month with the My Rewards Plus app. You can enjoy three free drinks every week from your favorite brands and new exclusive deals to celebrate your hard work and dedication on the road. Check them out, pilotflyingj.com.
All right, very good. Now let's drift on up line one, and we're going to go up here to Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I got a question for you. It's about what the heck's been going on here with China warning the U.S. that they've crossed a red line that will have lethal consequences. What are they griping about now?
Well, understand that China has been expanding the size of their navy. They have an awful lot of men in the Chinese military. They're expanding their abilities and whatnot. So that's I wouldn't take it lightly. Mike Gallagher, who's head of the China Committee, certainly is not taking any of this lightly. You know, they're, as I mentioned on the show a couple of times, their economic stability is in question. And when that happens, you know, sometimes desperate leaders do desperate things. So, I think that's part and parcel what they mean.
Okay. Kyle, you got anything to add?
Well, Denise, just out of curiosity, because, yeah, there's a lot of this tough talk, obviously, coming from China, but their economy is really front and center as to, you know, just how bad things are really getting. Is there any comparison, and there's just, I'm just throwing this out there, is there any comparison at all to the Soviet Union back in the day when it was also starting to falter economically and eventually, you know, eventually fell? Is China in any kind of similar position, and does that put us in a worse position for any kind of war?
All right, she's going to have to answer that after the break because here comes the music, so we'll have you repeat the question when we come back. Folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Whoop, doggone it. I just zapped out Denise. Anyway, she'll call me back. We'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.